Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Nurse Service. We're conducting a study to residents of Miami-Dade County. Are you a resident of Miami-Dade?
Yes.
And just for demographic purposes, may I please know your age?
And what is this for again?
Oh, it's a survey about a children trust in Miami-Dade County.
Oh, okay, I'm 39.
39, thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else?
Yes, three.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you've never heard of them, just let me know. The Children Trust will be the first.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children Trust?
No, they're good. I like it.
Okay. So would you say that it's very favorable?
Yes.
Thank you. What about United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them?
Favorable.
Thank you. What about Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
I've never heard of that one, no.
Thank you. Have you ever searched for information about programs or services for children and your family?
Yes.
Thank you. When you search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? You visit a specific website, online community like WhatsApp or Facebook groups, call the 211 helpline, ask a friend or family member, ask my child's teacher, childcare, use an app or your smartphone, ask my child's doctor, or you use Google?
Well, I've done quite a few of those, actually, but just go with Google.
Thank you. Now, we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we'll be taking about the Children's Trust. Earlier, you say you had a very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way?
I've used their programs.
Okay, you use the program. Okay, thank you so much. How have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust, about general word of mouth from other parents, teachers, friends or family, advertising?
Yeah, my friend told me about it years ago.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. And have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
Yes.
Thank you. Where did you search for information about the Children's Trust funded program? By visiting the Children's Trust website directly, search internet using something like Google, or calling the 211 helpline?
I've done both Google and the 211 helpline.
Thank you. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
Thank you. Based on your
family. It never dawned on me.
Thank you. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
I believe it's positive.
And you will say that it's somewhat positive or very positive?
Well, very positive if more people knew about it.
Okay. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?